We kick off hour number two of the program, getting set for tip time. It's Clemson, Tennessee, third round NIT action from Madison Square Garden. Billy
Squamavin
has set up the ratings of these teams, the mannerisms of your Tennessee Volunteers to perfection. Everyone's
it's
healthy.
It's really close.
Yeah, everyone's healthy, ready to go.
So do we think we see a little bit less bench rotation now that, you know, we have the...
Later in the tournament?
Well, yeah, and it's crunch time. You know, it's actually not that uncommon that a pretty good team in the NIT kind of lays an egg like Purdue did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you win the first game, okay, cool, and then it's, well, it's just the NIT. Do we really want to keep doing this? It's not uncommon. So I got no issues with it. We wanted it more.
Yeah.
Good motivation by Rick Barnes.
I agree.
In the tournament, Billy.
Tournament Barnes, they call
him. He was in the Sweet 16, and he won. It's Elite Eight, bud. So take your hate elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got a prediction? We're gonna roll these boys today?
I mean, Purdue is better than Clemson. I got Tennessee by 12.
Awesome. Maybe by 20, just the way we've been playing lately.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, we beat Purdue by 17, beat Notre Dame by...
42.
42. Yeah. 42.
42.
Okay.
Yeah. Billy's getting it all set up. The crowd's filed in nicely. Madison Square Garden. They're virtual crowd, so it's no coronavirus, you know, precautions necessary. They can be as close as they want. They can be on top of each other.
Maybe not on top of each other.
Okay.
Connotation is just, it's kind of weird.
All right. Fair enough.
Billy, what's our countdown to tip off here? Do I need to go mention a big story that I found? Nope. Okay. Should I just sit here and I'll just go through it anyway. Vanderbilt's Naismith declared for the NBA draft yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
The NCAA also announced that they are cutting distribution to all D1 schools by $375 million coming year.
Right. How much is that per school? About a million?
A little over a million, right?
I guess.
Aren't there 330-whatever D1 schools?
I think it's like 353.
Is it 353?
You know what?
I thought it was 330-something.
What sucks,
but you might be right. I don't
is
know.
For like a school like Tennessee and the other big boys... not going to be as big a deal, right?
But for
a tiny school, like it's everything. $1 million for the budget.
Well, that
is it equal to though? Is it equal distribution? I mean, like it is for the SEC, but
I think so.
People are assuming that for NCAA.
I'd have to check, but I think so.
I didn't know if there was different levels or something. That's the pot, right? The pot was supposed to, it's normally what, 600 and something million? And now it's, what's the new number?
I don't know, they cut it by 375.
Yeah, it's like 295 or something.
Yeesh. Needed that NCAA tournament.
350.
350 now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it was 625, now down to 350.
I mean, that's...
Wait.
Or was it 725?
I don't know.
Well, they cut it by 375, and it's down to 350. Is that what you said?
I was saying schools.
Oh,
gotcha. Well, there you go. Now we know.
I said 353.
We had moved on to like the more important topic. How many D1 schools there are.
And I mean, that's going to be the question that starts getting asked as the coronavirus hopefully becomes more under control. Is at what point, you know, do we have to prioritize?
The economy.
The quality of life, I'll say.
Mm. It's one way to say it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's wrong. I'm just saying it's a good point.
I mean, we've had three deaths in Tennessee, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were two deaths in the same spot in Texas for domestic violence. Two kids got killed because their dad lost his job and went crazy. So, like, at some point, you know, that's very anecdotal. I get that. But at some point, like, there's a balance, and I think that's what everybody's kind of turning their attention to, which is great news.
That brings me actually to the Penn State, Penn Live, richest and poorest college football programs that I want to get into later.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, this is based off not 2019, but 2018.
Okay.
Still doing just fine. I don't know if we want to do that now or
no,
start the game.
Let's start the game now. Let's see how things get started here from Madison Square Garden. Can we get the sound on like we did the other day? Just the crowd noise. That was pretty incredible.
Probably should. No, I think he's probably going to have to go in and do that on the menu instead.
No, he's got it. Tennessee and the home whites. Classic uniforms. Says Tennessee Volunteers all the way across the bottom.
What, our orange uniforms aren't classic?
No, this is a different model, right, Bill? Yeah, see?
Wait, what?
This is classic. We went old school uniforms.
Did you make the old school uniform?
I brought back the 18-19 home
Jeez
uniform.
Louise.
Love the scores table there, too. It's pretty awesome. We became an official
big sponsor
of the NIT. Love it.
There we go.
No. All right. Were you in the game?
I was in the game.
Yeah.
Pons was about to get a backcourt.
Very EA Sports of you.
Mm-hmm. Josiah misses from the free throw line to get things started.
Good crowd.
Yeah, the crowd's the crowd.
Great action.
Most of the crowd's in a white T-shirt that says "All In" on it.
Isn't that Clemson's
thing?
Isn't
that what Dabo says?
Billy, who's the home team again?
I didn't make the shirts.
Okay.
Is that what?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Vescovi, come on, handle the basketball.
Can you maybe tell people what's happening?
No, sorry.
Some people are listening on the radio only.
All right.
I would say probably the majority or the podcast.
Clemson leads 2-0. Vescovi got the ball knocked out of bounds, but Tennessee still has it. Josiah passes in and Vescovi shoots a 3 from the corner. It's good.
There you go. That's better.
It's now Tennessee 3, Clemson 2. Clemson brings the ball up the floor, running their offense. Our defense is set. Starters for Tennessee, of course, your normal starting 5. Clemson drives in. Fulkerson challenges, misses the shot. Josiah James with the rebound. Pushing tempo down the floor. He's got Pond to his left. Gets walled off. Gets all the way to the paint,
floater.
Though. Floater and rebound. Gets his own rebound. Stick back. It's good.
Should have been an and-one.
Tennessee 5-2 with the lead early on from Madison Square Garden. There's a sprinkling of orange jerseys. I'm not sure.
Is that Clemson orange?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Tennessee fans want them a whiteout to match the classic white uniforms. I got it now.
Yeah, wish they would have done like checkerboard.
Clemson
run
a ball screen, got a switch, Pons on D.
Maybe you could have done that.
Josiah James with the block around the basket. Clemson tracks down the rebound, 3 from the wing. It's off. Pons on the rebound.
Stinks to stink.
Ahead to Bowden down the right side. He pushes. He's trying to get to the basket. Baseline.
And
they call a blocking foul on Clemson.
That's a good call.
Thought he ran out of bounds for a second.
Well, I mean, he did, but he was forced out. It was clearly a foul. Side inbounds for Tennessee. Inbound to Bowden in the corner. He pivots.
He's at a big tournament,
waits.
That Bowden.
Yep. Kicks to Josiah James, 4-3.
Man,
it's off the back iron.
Not shooting it great.
Clemson with the rebound, brings it down midcourt. Pass inside. Fulkerson playing defense, forces a miss,
good
and
rebound.
Gets the rebound.
James is already 1-4 on the field.
Kicks ahead to Josiah. Pushing tempo again. He's been much more aggressive.
I like
game.
Bowden when he was aggressive because he was actually scoring. Josiah did get that put back on his own. I'm surprised he didn't shoot that.
Vescovi swings it around. James now on the right wing.
Bowden
kicks top
open.
Of the key.
That's
Bowden.
Money.
He nails it.
Money.
3 ball for Bowden. It's now 8-2.
Sometimes
Tennessee leads.
8-2. Take a timeout, Clemson.
Timeout.
Take a timeout.
Tennessee's hot.
Brownell or whatever his name is.
I don't know. I feel like we haven't even really been playing that well, but defense continues to be just locked down in this NIT tournament.
It was a big block by James and another one by Fulkerson.
Fulkerson playing good defense. Nello hasn't got a touch on the offensive
just
end.
Just
got to
get Pons that block. Got to continue the streak. He does now own the single season school record, probably the SEC record for someone 6'6 or shorter. Shouts out to him.
Incredible atmosphere, Billy.
Oh, look at Vescovi. Leading the way.
Look at those two Memphis Tigers high on the board, though.
Well, that was.
Are they still in the?
It was just NIT.
I know they got two guys up there.
Yeah, they're still in.
Clemson with the basketball now. Mac on the wing, swings it over to
Dawes.
Run a little clock here, trying to settle things down.
Fake ball screen. Oh, I thought they were going to go for the lob.
Oh, Fulkerson.
Miss layup. Fulkerson challenges again, gets the rebound, kicks ahead to Vescovi. He's pushing tempo.
Vescovi to James
so
in the
James
corner.
The corner. It's good.
Splash.
Josiah.
5-star.
Another
assist.
JoJo.
Oh, it's a 2. Another assist for Vescovi, though.
That happens all the time in this game. I'm sick of the toes on the line.
They're used to the college line. You know, they're trying
to.
No,
I don't like it.
Clemson inside. They're going to get a bucket here.
Interesting pass. It looked like he walked.
Tennessee still leads 10-4.
Thought he drugged the pivot foot.
Scovey brings it down. Everybody's set. Run a little offense here for Rick Barnes' crew.
Scovey leads the league in assists at 7.5 a game.
Fulkerson off the ball screen. Oh. Scovey for three behind it. Oh, it rattles out.
It's a bad shot.
Not a very good shot on Scovey. Mismatch.
The mismatch inside. Got Sims on Scovey. They can't hit shots. Shot.
Good defense by the little man against the big man.
Tennessee's played so much faster in this tournament.
It's playoff basketball.
Inside to Fulkerson.
Oh,
it's good.
Easy work. 6-14 in the first. Vols up 12-4.
Off to another quick start.
Really good entry pass there by Viscovi. Tennessee went up, ran a ball screen. Viscovi didn't use it. Just good work. Just real good work. Sorry, I was looking at the replay over here.
Foul inside on Pons.
We don't foul that much. I hate to see it.
Oh, crowd.
I will say this. We do a lot of unnecessary spin moves. Going to need to clean that up in the offseason if we want to make the big dance next year. The unnecessary spin moves, I just don't understand it. Who teaches that?
One in Stripes wants to know why Kevin Williard is the Clemson head coach.
Didn't have time to change it.
Brown got ejected before the game.
You put three and out in fan run radio all over the place, and you couldn't change a guy's name?
He got ejected before the game. They had to go to their assistant.
What's more important?
Fill in. That three and out logo looks good.
We spent no expense.
12-6.
Which is the fan run radio.
Just under 6 minutes left to go in the first.
Yeah, Clemson's clawing back. Long two. Hate that shot.
What are we doing?
Take a good box out.
Bad spin moves and long twos.
Wide open. What are we doing?
That was an interesting layup. Dude took off from the – tried to Jordan from the free throw line, then had to scoop shot.
Hey, changed his mind. Good alteration midair.
We just need to run a play. Get it to Folky. He's wide open.
Scovey run off.
Scovey sets it up.
Hand off to Josiah James coming top
little
of the
dribble
key.
Hand off to James. Scream from Pons. Tennessee needs to swing the basketball.
It's a good switch by
Clemson. Josiah. Five-star miss.
That's not going to work.
Force again.
Playing too much ISO ball, Bob.
2 of 6.
Good rebound by Fulkerson. That's one thing he's doing right.
We need to keep pushing James tempo.
Like don't you shoot it. Pons! Ah! Don't you shoot it.
Missed him. Viscovi off a curl. Besides, man, just dribble it out.
Barnes wants three passes before every
good,
shot.
Good entry pass.
Step
face up from Folky. Now he's
get
stuck.
It back out.
Viscovi looks like Baker Mayfield on this game.
Oh. Tennessee tries an alley oop. Viscovi's pass picked off. Lob intended for
too
James.
Easy.
Easy bucket for Clemson, and it's 12-10. Clemson, I think, on an 8-0 run.
Bowden's got it right side, trying to drive a little ISO ball here.
Man, all
I
the
don't
shots,
like the ISO with Bowden.
All the shots he got last game, and finally gets one to go. Here. Bowden with a runner.
Good move.
All right. Crowd's getting back into it a little bit.
Averaging
the PER is what stands out to me. Bowden with a 20.7 PER on the season. That's player efficiency rating, so that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Clemson brings it back down, gets a ball screen, stuck at the
Tennessee's
elbow.
Defense walling off any Clemson drives.
I want to say
has it out high.
That's just slightly under what Grant Williams had last year for PER.
Probably SEC Player of the Year.
Shot clock running down. Long two for Clemson. Rims out.
Fulkerson.
Another
rebound, Fulkerson.
With the rebound. Pushes ahead to James.
He's cleaning up the glass. I'll give him that.
James controlling the ball a lot this game.
That's true.
Wide open
look.
To
curl. That's a shot he missed.
Oh,
another
Fulkerson.
Great rebound, Fulkerson. Jump ball coming.
Are we actually going to get a jump ball?
Yeah, I think they
sweet.
Good. The NIT adding experimental rules to the college game. I like it.
In.
It's probably crowds on their feet, really wanting Fulkerson to win this one. And he does. It was a late jump, but he got it.
Bowden on another curl.
Good. Money.
Bowden on the free throw line curl. You think he's going to miss that? The answer is no.
Looked just like him, too.
Really did.
It really did.
Surprise, Barnes has not gone to the bench yet.
Yeah, we're almost 7 minutes in.
Could be the last game of the season. You can't hold anything back now.
Another
drive by
screen.
Clemson. They're just getting to the rack.
Now 16-12.
We did a good job walling them off. Now, not so much.
16-12, Tennessee leads as Bowden brings it down the right side.
Another pull-up jumper from Bowden. A little long on that
one.
To
the rim.
He was drifting forward, kind of like what he did all year. That's why he's a little long on some of these shots.
Rebound
Clemson
going
to set up some offense.
A little horn set from Clemson.
Tennessee.
Dolls with it. Left side rejects the ball screen to the basket. Behind the
was
back
that
layup.
That was a no-look over the head
Viscovi
behind
pass.
The back. Yeah, it was a Viscovi pass. Tennessee was in a surprising man-to-man that possession.
Real contested game here early on. 16-14 Vols lead.
But Fulkerson doing work in the paint.
Fulkerson didn't lead to four.
I will say this. Fulkerson's having himself a night.
2:40 left in the first.
Really good start for Fulky.
Does he have six?
He's got at least six four. And at least four rebounds.
Oh, had the back door cut there.
Turn around to help.
Still got
found
it.
Found him. Missed it. He missed the layup. Got his offense right inside. He's on fire. Who's that kid, Billy?
I'll have to.
15, maybe?
Pons didn't want to pick up another foul early on.
It doesn't always show the names, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah. That's,
it's like right when they catch it, it shows it. Fulkerson might have gotten fouled there.
Sorry, number three. I don't know why I said 15.
Dolls.
No, three's the
good D by Vescovi to wall up. That's a foul. It happens.
Yeah, Max killing us, number 13.
Do you want to do a commercial break while the free throws are shot?
Sounds good. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. NIT edition of 3 and Out.
Are people enjoying this?
Final shot of the first quarter. Bowden's got it out high. 4-3. Starts to go. Going to pull a deep three. It's good. He had it.
Jordan Bowden. That's a buzzer.
Tennessee leads. 26-21.
They play quarters in the NIT. Big three. Jordan Bowden finally woke up in the last 4 minutes of that first quarter.
I was wondering when the play was going to happen.
Was there a leak in the ceiling? We got a bucket on the floor?
Yeah, what's up with the bucket?
No, they're using that for a show, like in-between the breaks show.
Yeah, like get the...
Looks like our sponsorship dollars were not spent to patch the roof.
That fan on radio looks great, Billy.
Rick Barnes fired the boys up. Second quarter begins now. No subs. No subs for Tennessee. Barnes going to make them go the distance. Little help defense would be good.
Oh, is that a dunk?
Sure, he's got dunked.
Was a dunk.
Yeah, Bowden.
Straight to the basket.
Wow, well, Bowden had a nice dunk during the break.
He just got dunked on.
It's 26-23, Tennessee.
One in Stripe says this is way more entertaining than COVID talk.
Good.
No, that's not supposed to be entertaining. So
low bar. Fulkerson just got stuffed by Jameson.
And JT says he's holding his breath when shots go up. Here this is great.
Dawes kicks the Tyson for Clemson. Vescovi playing really good defense, but Dawes gets around him, still kicks the Tyson
back. Vescovi might have got away with a hold there.
Good help
Jemison?
Defense.
J-E-M-I? I don't know how to say that.
Jemison.
Clemson's got it in the corner.
Got a bullet.
Whoa. Pulls up a two late in the shot clock. It's off. Fulkerson.
Another rebound for Fulkerson. He's all over the glass.
Kicks head to Vescovi, who passes ahead to Pons.
Swing a rack! It's a dunk! A rack attack for Pons, the flying Frenchman.
Pons is having his own highlight film this NIT tournament.
Tennessee
leads
by
five.
Real
life. It's dunks, blocks, and the occasional three.
It's a good
weird turnaround jumper there.
Didn't go in, but I thought it was a...
I didn't like the shot. Thought it was rushed. Bowden.
Bowden ahead to Fulkerson.
Oh, my goodness. Tennessee running.
Pretty finger roll.
Running and gunning.
30-23.
We always say it. He's more athletic than he looks. He gets down the floor nice and quick.
Too easy.
Good defense.
Missed the layup.
Good help defense by Pons. Fulkerson got beat on the drive. Pons comes over, alters the shot. Josiah Jordan James driving to the rack. That's a bucket. That's a bucket. Tennessee now up 32-23, shooting 54% from the floor.
Clemson only at 42. It's a ball screen right hand side.
That
trail by
that nine. Was a magnet ball. I don't know how that just happened.
Working on Pons. Kicks the trap. Top of the key three. It's off.
Pons. Big rebound.
Skies Pons. For the rebound.
Love Pons pushing the ball up the floor. Boy, he's really improved his game.
Need to go to Fulkerson right now. He's hot.
Bowden. Rocking the cradle. Bowden drives. Walled off. Ball fake.
Fade away.
Easy. Fade away floater for Jordan Bowden.
Speaking of
Jordan. Who's got to be now close to double digits, I would think. And Clemson wants a timeout. Tennessee up 34-23.
Speaking of Bowden, he said if the NCAA does grant an additional year, he would
definitely consider.
Yep.
Coming back. Would you take him?
Has there been conversation as far as adding the amount of scholarship players you can have on a roster?
I mean,
there'd have to be.
Yeah.
That seems like the least – it's just whether or not they're going to do it. Would be interesting.
All you have to do is say guys that come
another
back
another rebound for John Fulkerson.
Guys that come back for their senior year don't count at all.
Exactly.
That's all you have to do. You don't have to put a number on it.
Clemson on a 2.5-minute scoring drought. The Vols not.
Thought Pons was going to pull that from the corner. Oh.
Okay.
Fulkerson blocked from behind. Thought he had a wide-open layup.
Jemison kid's giving his problems around the basket. That's a seven-footer.
He's the big man. Trap to Tyson up top. Viscovi guarding. Clemson going to slow it down. They're going to run a little offense here.
Only five on the shot clock.
Trap on the wing. Bowden guarding. Bowden on fire. Ooh.
Pons.
Pons. The streak continues.
Count it.
Oh, that's a layup for Viscovi. Tennessee pushing tempo. The lead is now 13, 36-23, 6:38 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, I should have Tennessee by 30.
I told you. I warned you. Might be by 20 or 30.
Maybe 35.
It doesn't feel like Clemson just they don't have the offensive firepower to stay in this game.
They just don't. They're missing layups. Another rebound for Fulkerson. He might have a double-double by halftime. Josiah James pushing tempo. Kick to Viscovi for three. Good. That's cash. Tennessee.
DeNiro.
It's DeNiro. 39-23. Clemson reeling. They want another timeout. Tennessee going to go to their bench. Looks like Jalen Johnson might be entering the game for Viscovi. Naturally, hits a three. You take him out. That adds up.
Let's go to the phone lines and grab Rod. Rod, you're on three and out.
He dropped. Mm. I don't think it was intentional, but
did you hang up on him or did he drop?
Rod, you're on hold for like 24 seconds, buddy. Come on.
It was like a shot clock.
Be better. All right, back to the game. Then Dawes left side, kicks the top of the key to Trap. Over to Tyson on the right-hand side. He's looking for post-up. Dawes coming off the screen, top of the key three. He got it.
Clemson breaks the scoring drought right at three-plus minutes.
Good timeout from Coach Brownell.
He drew up something worthwhile.
Tennessee still leads by 13.
We got Rod back.
All right, let's go to Rod. Rod, what's up, buddy?
Tennessee's walking the dog on Clemson. I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, it's cash.
God, his face. Yes, yes, in the face.
Who was that? Was that?
That was Josiah, wasn't it?
Was it? Nice. What's up, Rod?
I'm so glad to hear you's voices and hear you yelling, hooting, and hollering. I've been calling things here, and I had to escape. Wifey don't even know I'm talking to you.
Wait, are you on a three-and-out ban by the wifey?
Well, you know, she's all afraid that I'm going to get the coronavirus, and she's scared to death, and she's taking my phone away from me in the mornings and keeping it because she's afraid I'm too social, that I can't stay put, and I'm going to go out in the public's eyes and get it and bring it back to her. And so I ain't been able to listen or call or nothing, but this morning I had to go get some feed down here at the Rural King, and but I got snuck in here to the Walmart, and I got one of these phones here I call you in because I just wanted to hear your voices.
Well, thanks, Rod. It's very kind.
Y'all make it all right?
Yeah, we're all right, Rod. We made it another Friday. That's good.
Feels like eight Fridays, but it's just the second Friday.
Mm-hmm. Rod, I wanted to ask you, while the isolation for a lot of people is going on, do you have any good show recommendations that we should binge?
Any good show? I like them that they play the Sanford and Sons run show there. On the TV land, I like that.
That is a good one.
That's a real good one.
You a big Andy Griffith guy, Rod?
I've seen about every episode of Andy Griffith. My favorite one is when that little lady goes in, she goes in the department store and she's stealing stuff,
mm-hmm.
and Barney can't figure it out, and Andy figures it out, and Barney said, Andy, how'd you figure out it was her? And he said, well, when I bump into her, little ladies ain't likely to go clink. He knew that she's stuffing stuff in her overcoat. Mm. You ever seen that in Hootie?
I've seen all the black and white ones.
That's it. That's one of my favorite ones. That and the one where the three women escape from prison,
mm-hmm.
and they get Gomer and Barney there locked in the house. That's a good one. That was on last night. But, boys, I did hear you saying, talking about the basketball team and talking about Bowden, and will he come back if they can't grant him a year? What's the chances you think that's actually going to happen?
I don't think they're going
to
give it to
anybody. I think you don't think they'll give it to the spring sports?
No, winter. I don't think they'll give it to winter.
Not likely,
right? It'd be hard to since they played the whole season, you know?
Yeah, but
kids were done.
Obviously, what they're saying is those kids didn't get a postseason, so they didn't get the full experience. Again, it would help well, there's argument, I suppose. It would at least give Tennessee the option of bringing back, you know, Lamonte Turner or Jordan Bowden if they wanted to. I feel like it would maybe add some more intrigue and interest to next year's tournament, and I do think that right now the NCAA is probably looking and thinking of any way to make sure they get as much money as possible next year. I don't know what the scholarship cost amount would be to the NCAA, but I feel like the interest in next basketball season, if you give these guys extra eligibility, would be ramped up, which would mean more money, more TV, more tickets. Right now, if I'm the NCAA, I'm strongly considering it, but it's the NCAA. They rarely make the right decision.
Well, what I need you to do now, you need to get Billy Stats to look into it and figure out exactly who that would be the biggest advantage for, who's likely to go on to the NBA, but who's likely like to have a Jordan Bowden that would be willing to come back because they don't have much of a future in the NBA, but he's a good player. I need Billy Stats to kind of take all the top teams and figure out, because I think the good guys, they're
going to
go on pro, right?
Yeah. There are a lot of players this week announcing that they're going to go to the NBA draft.
Yeah, so get Billy Stats on that, help figure out who's going to be the best guys coming back next year. But I have been stealing the wifey's phone some and following y'all on the Twitter, and I really like their Billy Stats' thing that he's doing with the tournament, and I love his
Crown been, King of the Vols, yeah. Crown brackets.
Yeah, it's been the highlight of my coin scene, really. Just been waiting for the wifey's phone to pop up there so I can vote for one of them things.
We aim to please. We got to create content when there's none created for us, Rod.
Well, buddy, you've always pleased me real well there, Hootie. I got the Walmart attendant here is looking at me kind of funny right now, so
I'm
about to jump off here. But boys, I love you. I hope it ain't gonna be a couple weeks before I talk to you again. Stay safe. And by God, I'm sitting out here and there's a guy walking by in case of Corona. This guy's an idiot. All right, love you, boys.
Thanks for the call,
Rod. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Probably not listening now since he's in Walmart, but I would say Gonzaga would be helped a lot. They don't have that many seniors, but the ones that they do have, they use a good bit.
All right.
And they're not good enough to go pro?
Killian Tilly is.
I think he'd come back.
But, yeah, I mean, if they were able to get a guy like Tilly back,
yeah, that'd be trouble. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. It's hour two. Tennessee just rolling all up on Clemson here late in the first half. It's 51-34.
Fulkerson, I think, has 20 rebounds.
Another rebound. Got a shot blocked again, though.
The guy's 7 feet tall. At least he's getting the rebounds, though.
I thought the little guard blocked at that time.
Might have been.
Yeah. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. It's 3 and Out.
Spend my dollar. Park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight.
Shaq's breaking it down at halftime here.
He looks like a prisoner.
Kenny can't believe what's happened. You see his look on his face? I mean, he was just shocked.
Stunned.
Yep. Tennessee's like a new basketball team.
Go Big Orange.
Uh-huh. Just destroying Clemson. They did get the last bucket of the first half, but, I mean, as you can see from these highlights.
Do you have the halftime score for the listener?
No, I don't. I'll get in a second.
So much for play-by-play.
Ooh, there was that dunk. We missed that one because we were in a break earlier. So I'm glad people got to see that one. Scobie from the corner. He's been money.
De Niro. Money. De Niro.
There's that Bowden curl. I swear it looks just like him.
Great job by Billy.
I know.
Yeah, building.
When you want to send this out later, you could grab the screen recording of the highlight section.
Here's your halftime score. Tennessee 56, Clemson 38.
56. We're on pace for 112. Might break our NIT scoring record. Man, Purdue was pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
They kept it close for a while. Actually, had a double-digit lead, I think, at one point.
They had the lead.
Billy will have to stop bashing Barnes after this.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. Silver lining. I just saw the look in his eye. He'll never stop. Until we get Bruce back.
If he can have an NIT championship on his resume, that will certainly shut me up.
Interesting.
One in Stripes wants to know if seniors are admitted back. Should teams who already received an automatic bid to this year's tournament also get one next year?
I was wondering about that. We kind of joked about it. I do think you should expand the NCAA tournament next year. Play the next season as regular, but anybody who had an automatic bid already sewn up, I think they should be in. Or in the case of the Ivy League, if you got the automatic bid through the season championship, the regular season, I think they should still play the conference tournament, see if we can get Harvard in there.
I don't like that. I understand it's not fair, but it's a new season. Obviously, this is something that when you're looking...
I'm saying by like 12 teams or something. I'm not saying go crazy and double
it.
Yeah,
just have playing games. You want 128?
Yeah, more automatic bids. Again, the NCAA is going to have to figure out how to recoup some of the money they've lost by not having the NCAA tournament this year.
I think next year will break all the records.
Yeah.
Next year's tournament.
I think every sporting event, once they start again, will probably break records.
Do you think there'll be anything balanced out, though, by people that, because they haven't had sports for a while, like they'll take Rick Barnes' lead and say, I don't even need sports that much anymore. I'm not going to be as tuned in ever again.
No, because I think if you, for example, let's say they do what, the PGA Championship? Is that the next major after the Masters or should have been?
They moved that one. It used to be last. Is it now second?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I thought it was third.
Anyway. My guess is people who would normally tune in for some of that, maybe on Sunday, are now going to say, oh my gosh, we gotta watch all this now. Finally, sports. So I think the first of each sporting event will probably break records.
That probably, I'll agree with you on the big stuff.
I remember the baseball strike,
it took it out of my routine to like what to just have baseball.
Yeah, but you're not a big baseball guy. What were the ratings like after
that's
the strike?
That's what I'm saying though. Like back then I was. Like we would just have on whatever, you know, the Turner channel that had the game on every night. But it just became part of it.
I guess whenever opening day happens, TV wise will be one of the most watched opening days of all time.
I mean, I'm not planning on tuning into things that I necessarily wouldn't have tuned in before, even if I was just like a casual viewer, like I maybe watch like an hour or two of the Masters on Sunday.
That's all you watch of the Masters ever?
I'm not into golf. Like it's just, I understand it's a difficult sport, but like I just there's no.
I would say if they announced the Masters are starting next Thursday, I would be trying to figure out every possible way I could watch all the holes and the angles and so on and so forth.
I do think for the NHL and the NBA, there's no point in resuming any of the regular season. Just go straight to the playoffs at this point.
Straight to the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. As soon as they'd be able to resume activities, I mean, you're pretty much at that point anyway.
Well, why would you not just back the season up a little bit, play a shortened regular season, give some teams at least a chance to claw back? I mean, I don't think I'd want to go into playoffs immediately after such a long layoff. Like, I would want some games for guys to kind of get back into the flow, get used to playing games again, get their fitness up. I feel like if you just started the playoffs right when you get off of a 2, maybe 3 month break, you would not be getting the best product. Plus, everybody would be healthy, so I would want at least a condensed version of the regular season to see, I don't know what the number is. How many regular season games were left in the NBA? They play half?
20, maybe?
Was it 20? So they played a little over half the season, maybe three quarters of the season?
I think most NHL teams had between like 15 and 18 games left.
Well, they definitely got to the All-Star stuff for basketball. I remember that, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that doesn't. Yeah, that doesn't. I don't think that comes halfway through. I think that's a little bit.
I'd say maybe
into the second portion of the season. Okay. If that makes sense,
maybe 12 games in the NBA. Play 12 regular season games again, because I think you're just going to need to reacclimate guys to playing meaningful basketball.
And
going to practice and traveling.
Could you do something with the schedule as far as? I don't even know if this is fair now that I'm thinking about it, but if you're going to play a limited number of games, would you not just try to play division games or even conference games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
No, I mean,
there's no
reason to play cross conference. Like, I would gear it towards making sure your playoff seeding is accurate and
for each conference.
Yeah, and put it, you know, at utmost importance. Even if you have to take the schedule and completely tweak it. As far as, here were their last 20 games, here are the last 12, I think you would just say, okay, we're going to put these in a hat and shift them around to make sure everybody's playing in conference so we can get these seeds right.
It looks like
Clemson has cut it to 12, and Tennessee has gone to the bench. Kamwa's in, Gaines is in. We do still
have a 5-second call.
Bowden, Fulkerson, and James on the floor. But Clemson already on a run. Now Barnes is
This is
to...
what Purdue did in the third quarter. They made it a little run, and then the fourth quarter, oh, man, look at Fulkerson. I needed that one to come.
That was an incredible old man move,
though. I'm just confused on why Clemson goes on a run, and Barnes is like, ah, yeah, let me throw in two freshmen here.
And now Clemson to the rack. And, good. Oh, Fulkerson
challenge
just saved
by
the
Fulkerson,
day.
Yeah.
Missed the layup. Gains to the rack. Oh, he loses it.
Kamwa there with a, I don't know what that counts as.
A pickup.
Fulkerson has like 30 rebounds.
But seriously, I think he had 15 at halftime. Maybe more.
He's out there hustling.
62-50, Vols lead.
Got to the basket. It's
62-52.
The lead is now 10.
The Lakers had 19 games left.
There's still 5 minutes left, third quarter. This is starting to get a little scary, boys. Bowden's got on the right side. ISO to the rack.
You
got it.
You see what happens when you take Viscovi out of the game?
Mm-hmm.
We said it all year.
Yep.
Even the video game.
Bowden just got roasted. Fulkerson had to foul.
Second foul for Folky.
Second foul. We got
the fouls are five.
It's a second half. It's fine.
No, bench him.
Can't get another.
Save him for overtime.
You think Barnes would start Fulkerson out on the bench if he had four fouls?
In overtime?
Yeah.
Probably.
His best. No,
maybe not now that he's learned his lesson.
Yeah. Good point. I mean, the rotations are much better this game.
That's true.
Must have been listening.
Crunch time.
What was our biggest lead so far?
Like 22.
And it's now 11.
Dang.
Looks like real life.
That's not fair.
That's only funny when the other team doesn't come back. But I wouldn't be shocked, Billy. Easy now.
I don't want them to come back.
Yes, you do. So you can bash Barnes.
Second free throw by Newman is good. It's a 10-point game. 64-54, 4:36 left, third quarter. It's Bowden brings it up for Tennessee.
Just don't panic, guys. We're saving the horses for the fourth quarter when we're going to bring back in the ball squad. Josiah Jordan James going a little ISO. Bowden up top.
Way too much dribbling.
Swings
now
to Kamwa, who's way far away from the basket.
Gets it to Gaines.
Gaines weighs 8 pounds, and that's okay.
That's not a good turnaround fadeaway from Gaines.
Tennessee needs a timeout. Tennessee needs a timeout.
Really good offensive possession.
Yeah.
Tennessee needs a timeout.
Trap.
Gotta get a stop. Stopping a timeout here would be great.
Kicks to Scott on the left wing.
Oh, he's open.
8 on the shot clock.
Clemson missing backdoor cut.
Dribble hand off the trap. 4-3. Too much dribble. He's going to pull him a deep three.
Oh, man.
Rims out.
Thought that was money.
Oh, that was terrible. This
defense has been really good.
Coaching malpractice right here. Two terrible offensive possessions. What a pass.
Bowden through the traffic.
Devontae Gaines.
Gaines to Bowden. Alley-oop.
Good set. Well done, Rick Barnes.
Incredible.
We want a timeout. He says, how about an alley-oop? The big two. Balls lead by 12. 3:21 to go in the third quarter.
We do need a timeout here on 3 and out. We'll leave the stream going for you if you're watching on Periscope. But stick with us right here. It's 3 and out on Fan Run Radio. Final segment, hour number two. Tennessee gone to the bench heavy now with a big lead, 74-61.
I don't think that's a big lead.
I mean,
was it 12 before the break?
I guess it hasn't extended that much, but
like they're a couple shots away from making it a real game.
Got down to 10. So
it did.
Do you want to see what we did last time where we checked the team stats box score from the third at the end of the third before we go to the fourth?
Yeah.
Nah.
Let it roll. Just let it roll.
If it was Purdue, I'd say yes. The revenge game. Oh, look at that. Good sponsorship location there.
What'd they cut it to? 10? Was that the...
That was the closest margin. Been this half, I believe.
Yeah.
Austin tweets in, says he's embarrassed to admit how engrossed he is in this production.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I am too.
You're embarrassed?
I am kind of living and dying with a video game simulation while I do a live radio show. Yeah. 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 I mean, it's meaningless.
How many days are we without an actual basketball game?
Well, it's been 2 weeks today, right? And it's been 2 weeks?
Did the SEC have we played just on one game of days?
Hmm?
The SEC played on Thursday. Today's Friday. This is the day 2 weeks ago that...
We didn't play, though.
That we
so
it had
been 2 weeks yesterday?
Yeah. That had been the last game. Today would be the first day without ball. 2 weeks.
Second day.
Yeah, today's Friday.
Right. We did not play Thursday. They played Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
The two games Wednesday night.
I got you. I was thinking we were set to play on Friday, but that was a Thursday. We were about to play Alabama.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Uros, two fouls.
How many rebounds, though?
He just got in. Two quick ones.
I think he's got one rebound.
Does he have a rebound?
Yeah.
Is there a seven-footer in the game?
I don't think so.
He was giving us fits, blocking all Fulkerson shots. Where Fulkerson has about 38 rebounds, so that's good.
It looks like a Maui Invitational type of game for John Fulkerson.
Mm. Clemson at the free throw line hits the first. It's now 76-62. Vols lead by 14.
Yeah, they got to get going here.
Still a lot of time left.
Who are you talking about, Clemson?
9:41 left.
Yeah. If they want to make it a game, I'm just stating facts. I mean, I want Tennessee to win, obviously.
Tyson Ames fires. It's good. 76-63 now. As Bowden brings the ball. Vescovi back in the basketball game. Plavsic in with Fulkerson, Vescovi, Pons, and Bowden.
Plavsic for three here? You think he's
got on the right wing. Finds Vescovi.
Get it back to
who pulls. Off the back iron, long
rebound. Really bad shots Jemison. This game.
It's not a bad shot. Just didn't go in. You didn't like that shot? It looked like he was wide open.
Clemson can cut it to
mismatch. Seven-footer on Vescovi, and he does a turnaround.
Mm. It's just bad
basketball.
Well,
it's Clemson. They're not
that's
the smartest.
That's why you're an NIT team.
That's a good point. This is the NIT. We should not expect the top-level basketball.
How about the handles by Plavsic? Oh, what a great cut. Couldn't find him.
Oh. Turnover, Bowden, bad turnover.
Bad pass, he had him.
Bad. Clemson can't. Well, that'll help.
Jemison, another rebound.
76-65, 8:49 to go in the fourth. Tennessee reeling a little bit offensively. Clemson finding a little momentum.
Yeah, my money's usually on the seven-footer when he's going up against
Bowden,
a six-foot guard
three.
For a rebound.
Bowden wide open for three, missed it, but there's a foul called on Tyson.
Oh,
loose ball foul on
know.
Clemson.
Oh, that was like a...
Man.
Might be a bailout.
Home yeah. cooking.
It's a neutral floor.
Nah.
Yep.
It said before the game, Tennessee's got an A-plus court advantage, home court advantage.
Plavsic's inbounds because we're better away from home. We're better on the neutral
it's
side.
It's true.
We'd have been awesome at the SEC tournament.
Bowden from deep.
Holy
trying
moly.
To
that thing.
What is Tennessee
he was almost
doing?
On the NIT logo. Now Clemson with a three.
Oh. You knew that was going in. I thought for sure that was. Oh, Clemson cleaning up on
what
the offensive glass.
The dude had a dunk and kicked it out.
Well, he just
had
missed,
already gotten blocked.
Yeah, he just missed one.
He's scared. Fear factor inside.
Shot clock getting low.
Gonna have to put it up.
Pull it, buddy.
Oh,
Tyson.
That's a big shot.
Clemson
oh,
cuts
it's
it.
A single-digit game.
9-point lead for Tennessee. Down from 22 in the third quarter.
What a meltdown.
Ball's looking a bit rattled.
Plavsic
wants the three. Decides against it, kicks out to Vescovi.
Oh, the seven-footer with the rejection.
Fulkerson denied in the paint, and Clemson's pushing tempo a little bit.
Oh. Gotta get that deflection.
Mack to Dawes. Dawes swings to Scott. Scott back to Tyson. One of the three didn't have it. Fulkerson stepped out on defense. Tennessee trying to settle down defensively.
Terrible
backdoor
defense.
Cut for Tyson. Fulkerson got caught looking.
We got a 7-point game, folks.
Oh, my goodness.
76.
Still 7 minutes to go.
69. Plenty of time. Clemson ratcheted up
feels
the defensive
like the Iowa
pressure.
Game. Blobs.
Oh,
oh
man. I thought he was going to take it.
Nope. Oh, God. Smart play by Plavsic to not shoot the three.
Inside the Pons. Okay,
Pons,
okay.
Pons fade away.
Oh,
no.
No, this is not good. Is, Barnes, take a timeout.
This is,
we need a timeout.
What are we doing?
Get a timeout.
This is not good.
No. Clemson was able to cut it to five here, or even worse. Tyson off the ball screen. He's filling it. Two. He misses Fulkerson.
Another rebound from Fulkerson. Thank God.
That was a huge miss. It was a pretty good look.
Good transition look from Bowden to Pons to break the bell.
Stems the tide. Crowd's on its feet.
Tennessee back up 9 after the Vescovi assist to Eve Pons. 6:23 to go in the ball game.
This feels like the what game was it? The Florida game?
Yeah, where they clawed all the way back, and then Fulke hit a three.
Good defense by Bowden up top. Can't get the offense.
Smothering the ball, but then he gives up a drive to the middle. Clemson miss.
7-footer.
Oh, might have got away with a foul there. 78-71 Clemson. Making a move to a
home. Both teams shooting 43%.
We got a little distracted. Rolled right through the 9 o'clock break. But there's a timeout on the floor.
All right, we'll take take ours now.
Thanks to the foul on Plovzic. I'm losing my rebound foul bet for sure. It happens.
We'll come right back. Kickoff hour 3 next right here on Fan Run Radio. 0-3.